Mrs. Obama says health care reform is a women's issue.
Women play a unique and increasingly significant role in our families. We know the pain because we are usually the ones dealing with it.
The First Lady spoke Friday to a gathering of women near the White House and said the state of the U.S. health care system is unacceptable.
For 2 years on the campaign trail, this was what I heard from women, that they were being crushed by the current structure of our health care. Crushed.
Friday's speech was Mrs. Obama's most high-profile appearance so far on behalf of her husband's health care plan. While the administration's proposed health insurance overhaul is being criticized by conservatives and some liberals, public opinion polls show that at least 2 out of every 3 Americans see Mrs. Obama in a positive way. Lately, President Obama has been traveling the country trying to strengthen support for his initiative among union workers and young voters, groups that strongly backed him in last year's election. Women also voted for Mr. Obama in large numbers, and the First Lady is seeking to boost their support for health reform.
Plenty of women have insurance, but it doesn't cover basic women's health services like maternity care or preventative care like mammograms or pap smears, which we all know we have to have.
Mrs. Obama, a former hospital administrator, picked up her husband's argument that fixing the U.S. health care system would help strengthen the nation's economy.
Under this plan, we can save lives and we can save money. It's not just good medicine, but it's good economics as well. So I think this is a pretty reasonable plan. I don't know about you.
Mr. Obama will continue the public relations campaign for his health care plan by appearing on 5 television talk shows on Sunday. On Monday, he'll be the first sitting president to be a guest on David Letterman's late-night entertainment program. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.